Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. American composer Aaron Copland was born in 1900 in New York City. Both of his parents came from Russia. When they moved to America, their name changed from Kaplan to Copland. Vivian Perlis teaches at Yale University. She helped Aaron Copland write two autobiographies, books about his life.
He had grown up over his family's store in Brooklyn, New York. Every once in a while, young Aaron would go and take over the cash register when they were short of help in the store.
Aaron Copland had four older brothers and sisters. They all got piano lessons. But Vivian Perlis says
nobody had any talent whatsoever. When it came to young Aaron, they were not much inclined to give him lessons, so he learned whatever he could from his older sister.
When Aaron turned out to be very musical, his parents finally let him have lessons too. But it never occurred to them that he might become a composer.
They didn't know the word composer. They didn't have any idea about what a composer does or anything about writing music. So when he started to write his first short pieces, he kept it to himself because he knew that nobody would understand what he was doing.
Vivian Perlis says Aaron Copland also tried to hide his music from other kids.
In those days, young people who were involved with music were a little unusual, and he would get teased on the way to school carrying his music books and on the way to the library.
When Aaron Copland was a teenager, he went to study in France with a woman named Nadia Boulanger. She was a composer, an organist, and a conductor. In fact, she was the first woman to conduct the New York Philharmonic and the Boston Symphony. But most of all, Boulanger was a teacher. For nearly 60 years, people came from all over the world to work with her. She was very tough, but she had a way of putting her finger on exactly what people's special talents were. Nadia Boulanger was very good at helping her students find their own style, especially their own national style. Back then, no one had really figured out what American classical music should sound like. Vivian Perlis says Aaron Copland didn't succeed right away.
What he did at first was to use jazz in his music, and that was a very shocking thing to do. To have jazz in symphonic music and for those pieces to be played for regular concert audiences.
Eventually, Aaron Copland found his American sound.
When he was a little bit older, he used American folk songs in his music, and that also was an unusual thing to do.
Aaron Copland also used folk music from Latin America in his work. There's another very American kind of music that Aaron Copland wrote, film scores, background music for movies. The most popular piece Aaron Copland ever wrote is one that sounds completely American without using any folk music, his Fanfare for the Common Man. That was Aaron Copland conducting his own music. He had quite a career as a conductor, too. Aaron Copland composed two ballets set in the Wild West. I'll tell you about them next time on Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Please join me then.